Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Bill, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
No, absolutely. I appreciate the time. This is a good time to have you on because it means football is right around the corner. No shock to see Georgia at number one. Ohio State expected to make some big moves with Michigan kind of out the way at number two. And then we have Oregon at three, Texas at four. We're full of Big Ten and SEC schools. Is there anything surprising you about this top 25?
Not really. I think the top 10 is pretty standard. Alabama, I think the market corrected itself. You know, if you looked at spring top 25s, Alabama was probably 8, 9, maybe even 10. But once we figured out that, oh, yeah, they still have a ton of talent, and Jalen Milroe is really good, and Kalen DeBoer can coach, they make sense as a top 5. I tell people, you know, one of the things I hate hearing is the pools don't matter. I say, you know, the last 10 years, when you look at those pools, the lowest a team started in the college football playoff era, the lowest national champion in the preseason pool was number six, LSU, 2019. So the pools since 14. So the pools definitely matter.
Well, Bill, we know that we have some teams that have switched conferences. They're in some new places. Whether you want to take a look at Oregon or Texas, how do you see them competing in both the Big Ten now and the SEC?
And Oregon's going to be good. I was dug up a stat today. You know, you look at the Big Ten, and it used to be, and I grew up with that conference, so it used to be 3 yards in a cloud of dust and Woody Hayes and legends of all that. And now it's kind of like, you got to have 5 yards of carry. Michigan did that, not last year, but they ran it like 580 times. Ohio State has done that in the past, and I think they need to get back to that with Chip Kelly. That's a long-winded way of saying Oregon had 5.9 yards per carry last year. They have a fun, exciting offense with Dan Lanning. They've got two NFL tackles, got a lot of talent on the defensive side of the ball, and they're going to be fast and fun to watch. And they're not irreverent, but they take pride in being different. And I think that's going to come as a culture shock to some people in the Big Ten, and that's why I'm looking forward to October 12th when they play the Buckeyes.
Well, they got a former Sooner who's going to be throwing the ball around. What should we expect from Dillon Gabriel in this offense?
High efficiency. I think that's one thing that stands out with him. Whenever I look at a quarterback that's played as long as some of these guys have, touchdowns interception ratio, his is really high. Throwing to Evan Stewart and Tez Johnson, they're going to make big plays in the passing game. The hard part is when you get that transfer quarterback, you get more out of him the second year. And there's countless examples from Joe Burrow to Bo Nix to everything in between. Jaden Daniels is another one. So you're going to have him for this 1 year. They're going to have to make the most of it. But if he picks up that system, he'll be right in the Heisman mix.
Yeah, Bill Bender is joining us from the Sporting News. We're talking about Oregon, and you had mentioned Ohio State. Can't wait to see them play each other. You talked about Chip Kelly, who's now going to come in and help Ryan Day with the Buckeyes. What should we expect from Ohio State? They got a new quarterback as well now, Will Howard.
I hinted at it a little bit. I think they're going to run the ball more. And why wouldn't you? Will Howard had 90 carries last year. Trevion Henderson's amazing. Quinshon Judkins led the SEC in rushing 2 years ago, second last year. I think you use the running game to set up the pass. And they have Jeremiah Smith. I think of all the freshmen they've had, a lot of good things being said about him coming into this year. And so that's another really good receiver. They're going to be awesome. And when you have 11 guys bypass the NFL draft and come back on top of that, and the whole I think they're all in based on the Michigan losses. It's weird when you tell somebody, and I live here, so I know what the mindset is. Their first priority is probably to beat Michigan, because I think if that happens, then it unlocks college football playoff, Big Ten, national champ. And here's something. I don't know if you've talked about this a lot, but I ask people this all the time. I don't know how the 12-team playoff is going to work. I don't know surprises are going to come out of it. No. I think there are going to be some quirks to it and some teams get knocked off. So it's really hard to predict a national champion.
Do you think so, Bill? I mean, you think we're going to have some type of magical, Final Four-esque run? I don't think so. I think maybe we'll have some interesting games on the outside, but I think when we boil it down, I think we'll get to the Georgias of the world. Maybe, I don't know, winning ultimately. Yeah.
Well, my point being, I go back to that first year of the 14 playoff. I've told the story a few times where I remember going to Florida State and Oregon, and Florida State had won like 29 in a row. Jameis, they were at their height. Oregon blows them out. And I remember thinking, well, Alabama's going to beat Ohio State, surely. And Ohio State won as a team that some people didn't think should have been there. And that's my question. Maybe it's not. I think the first round on campus may not produce a ton of upsets. You're right that we'll get to Georgia and Ohio State and the teams that have enough competitive depth to do it. But wondering what the curveballs are. When you're playing in a 16-team conference like the SEC that has eight or nine teams that could make the playoff, and the Big Ten where Ohio State might see Oregon three times, these are the quirks I'm talking about. Like, I think we'll end up with like a Georgia Ohio State or a Georgia Alabama, something like that. But who gets knocked off along the way is what I'm interested in.
No, Bill Bender is joining us here from the Sporting News. But doesn't that allow, and maybe this is a quote unquote a 1 year type, I don't want to say initiation, but doesn't this give some of the teams a little bit of false hope as they kind of move forward year to year into the future? Oh my God, we made the playoff and now we're juiced up for next year. And I mean, it's excitement for now, but is it long lasting for some of these teams that are kind of in that next tier? Like, let's be real, Clemson, people are waiting for them to wake back up and maybe even jump into the recruiting a little bit more. Nobody's looking at Clemson. They're ranked 14. They're not winning no national championship. I'd be shocked. What is that going to pacify if they get in the playoff? Nothing.
Right. Well, and that's, not just programs like Clemson. I'm wondering what the playoff does. I always use this analogy in basketball. You know, when a coach is on the hot seat, they go to the Sweet 16, suddenly everything's fine.
Right.
Does that mean they have to get to the quarterfinal to be fine? James Franklin and Penn State's another great example. I've probably taken more questions about them as much as any program, because had we been in the 12 team the last 10 years, they would have been a regular. Now the pressure's on them to actually get there in an 18 team environment. Ole Miss, same deal. These are the highest. That's one AP poll reaction. Look how high they are. Haven't been that high since Archie Manning was there. So there's huge expectations around Ole Miss. The schedule's favorable, but you got to go out and do it. Like I said, in a conference where seven or eight of those teams can make the playoff.
No, Bill, let me ask you this. Who gave Colorado a vote? One? Who did that? One vote? Who did that?
I don't know. Somebody that believes that, here's the thing, and I've said this about the Big 12 all summer. I have no idea. It's great. Mm-hmm. That's why you brought me on for this great analysis. I would say this. If you and I did a Big 12 draft, and one of us has to find the champions, I think we both sit there at the end of the draft and say, I've got two or three that I think could win. And I feel that way about the conference. I think there's a half dozen teams that could win. I think Colorado, I don't know that they can win the Big 12, but I know they have the best, arguably the best quarterback, Shedeur Sanders. They have the best player, Travis Hunter. Now, do they have an offensive and defensive line? We're going to find out. And can they run the football?
Don't ask. Do not ask Deion Sanders about that. He will have a fit and cut you off. Don't ask him.
Well, no, about that, too. I mean, so I've been in a lot of press conferences. I was texting buddies about that afterward, and I got both sides. And they're not journalists. So one was like, the reporter there was wrong. And the other one was like, Deion was there. Deion was wrong there. And I was kind of, they asked me what I thought. I said, I would have not pressed it on my end. I probably would have just shut up at a certain point. But at a certain point, Deion, either answer the question or just move on. You know what I mean? So I think that did go both ways.
Well, Bill, let me ask you this. When this season is over and it's set and it's done, regardless of what happens, do you think Deion is going to be sticking around with the Buffaloes with his son and Travis Hunter both gone?
That'll be an interesting question. He's never, as I've been pointed out to by a couple Colorado reporters, he's never not coached his son. And that's why, and the health, you can't, I'm not going to speculate on Coach Sanders' health, but those are two things to consider. I hope he sticks around. He's good for the game. The game, college football needs characters. And we lost two of them, not like lost from the earth, but, you know, with Nick Saban's retirement and Jim Harbaugh going to the NFL, we lost a couple characters. I like having characters on the sideline, and I like having guys that you're going to pay attention to, win or lose. You can call them polarizing, whatever. Beyond that, I hope he stays in the game, honestly. And I hope Colorado gets better. It's good for the Big 12.
Now, I mean, the Big 12 wants to sell sponsorships for the side of their helmets and everything else, so I know that they certainly want the attention. Bill Bender joining us here from the Sporting News. Right down the road from me in Athens, Georgia, everybody with the Bulldogs, they're waiting just to see what the year looks like. I mean, it's been years. They haven't lost more than two games. Would you consider them to be your favorite to win the national championship? Is there somebody else you're taking a look at?
Ohio State, Georgia, 1A, 1B. And okay. If they played, I've kind of, since they played that game a couple years ago, kind of want to see the rematch. It was an amazing game last time they played. I think Carson Beck and Georgia, they're loaded. We've got our preseason All-American team coming out Wednesday. There's a handful of guys from both of those teams on there. And a lot of NFL talent both ways. So I think Georgia, they've got a tough schedule. I mean, that's something that I haven't heard a ton about. It's like they're playing Clemson, playing Alabama, they're playing Texas. I mean, they're playing Ole Miss. They're going to – I think a 10-2 Georgia team would get in the playoff. I think a 9-3 Georgia team would have a case depending on who they beat and who they lose to. And I'm wondering if the committee is going to honor those schedules. Like, are we going to put 9-3 teams in over 10-2 teams based on strength of schedule, or are we just going to talk about strength of schedule? That's one of the most interesting things I think is going to come of these big SEC and Big Ten conferences.
Well, I know one thing, we're not going to have to worry about taking one loss and then the defending champs kind of being knocked out of consideration at all. So, hey, expanded field, we'll see what it looks like by the time we get into January. Hey, Bill, thank you for taking the time to join us. Where can people follow you and all of your work with the Sporting News?
Yeah, I'm at Bill Bender 92, and we're working hard. It's here, right? So every day we'll have something on college football leading up to week zero. I always enjoy talking to you. It's like a conversation, not a Q&A. Those are the best ones. I really appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it as well. I like to talk to folks, man. I don't like what do I feel? We need to feel like I'm back in school. I hated school.
Same. Yeah,
my man. I look forward to chatting with you soon. We'll catch you on down the line, Bill, okay?
Hey, no problem. Thank you.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Christy Pierce Rampone here, former member of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team and three-time gold medalist, two-time World Cup champion, and part of the 99 team that won the Women's World Cup, igniting passion for soccer everywhere. And like Amazon Prime, I'm a lot of things beyond what I'm best known for. I'm a girl mom to two teenagers, a dog mom too, an entrepreneur, a TV commentator, and I use my Prime membership pretty much every day for so many things. I am known for being quick and crafty on the soccer field, and I am definitely crafty at home, especially digging in with the girls' school projects. And I rely on Amazon Prime to have what we need and get it to us with the speed I am used to. With every change of season, I love to decorate our home. And where do I get ideas and the goods? Prime, of course. Not to mention with all the great streaming options, it's a total gold medal experience. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into. That's Amazon.com/Prime.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.